At a Chapel Hill Town Council meeting in January, council members raised concerns about where potential Easttown Development employees will live. They requested that UNC Health contribute to affordable housing options nearby, but the health system expressly said it does not want to construct its own housing. In response, UNC Health proposed a $5 million affordable housing loan fund at the council's April 26 meeting. Chapel Hill's Housing and Community Director, Sarah Vinyas, said the loan could fund 500 to 1,000 units.
This level of commitment from UNC Health, if approved, would represent the largest contribution of a healthcare institution in North Carolina.
The fund could be used for both existing and new affordable housing and subsidies. And if the loan is paired with bank funding, it has the potential of growing into a $40 million loan fund.
This is a very exciting opportunity for the town, for us to partner with UNC Health on affordable housing for the first time.
One of the organizations that could use the funding is Habitat for Humanity. CEO Jennifer Player said a loan fund like this could help them build more homes and acquire more land.
We cannot rely on private philanthropy to solve our affordable housing crisis here in Chapel Hill. And what they're offering now goes beyond that type of philanthropic commitment. What UNC Health is proposing with the revolving loan fund would provide affordable housing developers like Habitat with something that we sorely need, which is affordable low-interest capital.
In addition to an increased need for housing, the Easttown development will likely come with an increased need for town services. At the moment, however, a payment keeping up with those services isn't included in the full amount proposed by UNC Health. During their April 26 meeting, several council members shared concerns about this, including Michael Parker.
Not getting any additional direct revenue to the town that we can use for policing, fire, other, you pay for your medicine, you pay for your all your other services. It seems to me entirely appropriate that you would pay for essential services that the town is going to provide.
Councilmember Camille Berry echoed this point.
They are services. They're not icing on the cake. They are your insurance policy, should something happen.
Some council members said they thought the affordable housing funding as a whole wasn't enough to offset the needs of future employees. Adam Searing suggested UNC Health find better opportunities to increase it.
I mean, we're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars that are floating around. It just seems like for something that's so important as the housing for, which will be a lot of your employees, I would think, that we could come up with a little more money. If you all are able to do, $400 million in charity care, surely we can, find a little bit more money for doing that.
UNC Health says they aren't considering any greater contribution than the $5 million at this time. In addition to housing, any future employees would create more parking needs. UNC Health's plans include several parking decks, but one's placement in particular brought both council and community concerns, the Hickory Oak Forest. Rachel Willis is on Chapel Hill's Stormwater Management Utility Advisory Board. She says the area is one of the state's national heritage sites and home to mature trees and slopes that can't be found anywhere else in Chapel Hill, both of which are important for stormwater management.
It is unique. There is none other like it in this area. There's only 66 of them across the state, and it's those trees on mature slopes that really give you the cleaning of the water when you have sudden precipitation events, which we're all now well aware of.
Councilmember Amy Ryan suggested that UNC Health consider selling the land to conservationists.
The preservation of the North 20 is key. I think even if you need parking at some point, there's a lot of land around you and we can figure it out. This is the only thing like this in town, right? We have very, very few opportunities to do something of this magnitude on an environmental level.
Overall, Mayor Pam Hemminger and other town council members say they are in support of the expansion and look forward to what UNC Health has planned.
We all really respect UNC Healthcare, want them in our community, as you've heard. We want to figure a way to, yes, we're getting so close, we can make this go.
Town Council will discuss and take action on the UNC Health Easttown development again on May 24th. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brianna Atkinson.